4 CBA Mobile.
They letting you on the road again this late? I have to have a talk with some of those law enforcement folks. W2T sitting at home.
Rusty, I had to... had to stop the music out there. Stayed a little late, but talked to this guy, but I had some real interesting conversation, and never had met him before, but he plays with a basketball team, and they travel around the world, literally. He was naming the places that he has been. I'm thinking to myself, wow, I've heard the name on the radio. I've never been there. Oh, me. Well, except for Canada. But anyway. So, but he was he's a real interesting guy. Really fun to talk to.
Interesting. I've talked to people before that have played in softball leagues that travel all over the United States and play. So, never someone did that in basketball. But, hey. You know, there's all kinds of sports out there that everybody plays, and you never know what's going on unless you check out and talk to people. So that's the way that goes. And I'll see you on your way home.
I'm getting ready to get through the I don't know what you call this. New receive place, but I was able to get through the box. Hopefully, I'm through Peter. Yeah, I'm heading home, and I'm done for the day. I got two games tomorrow, so, unless something changes.
Maybe you'll catch up on some of your playing that you've missed out on this week for the first 2 days of the week. But anyway, all right, well, just thought I'd holler at you. And I guess you got your playing time in tonight, so good to hear that. Anyway, we'll catch you later. I'm sitting over here waiting on a net to start on 40 meters, and they're running late. So I don't know what they're going to do because it was supposed to start at 8 o'clock. And... then the guy was going to be net control tonight. He got thunderstorms in his area, so he had to pull the plug on everything. So, anyway, we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T73.
Gerald York.
Let's see if I got it. Okay, Rusty. Hey, Tom. Can you give me that frequency on 20 meters?
What you talking about, Dave?
I was asking Rusty.
What frequency on 20 meters? The net that I was talking about checking into is a 40-meter net. And they usually get somewhere around 7.268, but I don't know. It just depends upon what the QRM is like for where they when they want to come up on net. So it may not get started on there if they finally get started late. So can't tell you on that right now.
Alrighty. Go ahead, Tom. KB4CBA.
I imagine he's exhausted out there in that heat. Now, still 89 degrees out there, Rusty. Well, he worked Russia today on sideband on 15 meters. So, he got excited about that. I think that's just pretty darn nice.
Russia. Vladimir something another. I don't know. I'm not sure I can pronounce his last name.
And then when you end the conversation with a guy in Russia, you say, Dasadanya.
Dasadanya. Okay, well, I'll try to remember that.
Got one page here. I worked on the 18th. I worked an RW3RN. His name's Alex. That's very... common also, like Vlad, Alexei. And I was looking for other Russians here. Oh, let's see. see, Dave. And here was one in Ukraine, Alfonsi, but, and here's an RA-7 Echo Yuri in Russia. And here's a Vlad in Russia, RW-3AG, on the 20th. But those were CW. I like to work them. They're good operators. And here's another R3PJN. His name was also Vlad. And you'll find that the Mideast, one of the common names is Mohammed, like in Kuwait and places like that. And here's another, no, that's another Vlad on a different frequency. Two different nights. But the funnest one was the lowest place on Earth, the Dead Sea Expedition, 4X-ray 2 Delta Sierra. Usually 4X-ray is Israelis, and it was. But and then I worked Jerusalem that same night. But they do have a lot of them that have very common names, Dave. But that's a greeting of some kind, at Do Svidaniya. I met the Russian air crew down here one day on a Russian Antonov, which is a huge transport plane, landed down at GSP here, and I went down and talked to him. But they could talk English. The captain could, anyways. And I don't remember how many was in his crew, 26 or something like that. A whole bunch of them, no, Dave. Go ahead.
I've heard the name Yuri a lot, and it seems like you or somebody mentioned the name Mohammed before. To me, that's kind of an unusual name for a Russian, but, you know, there's a lot of that stuff I don't know anything about.
You misunderstood me, Dave. He was in Kuwait, and I'm just saying that a lot of times when you're working the Mideast, like here's one from Qatar, an Alpha 71, and his name was Ali, A-L-I. That's not too uncommon either, but Muhammad is quite common, and boy, those boys have some exotic stations, because I don't think money's a problem over there. They got all of our oil money.
Okay, I'm going to be in a noisy area here for just a minute. KB4 CPA.
Okay, Dave. I worked one in Antarctica in March, and there's another common name, Igor. And a lot of times they're named after famous astronauts and leaders of their country, which is not too unusual. And another one is Nikolai. You'll hear a lot of those.
Seems like the bad guy, one of the, what's that guy's name? Great actor. Anyway, and the bad guy in the movie was named Nikolai. And he got what was coming to him. Let's just say that. And he was basically with the Russian mob in America. He had set up. I can't remember the actor that played the part, but he took them down one by one.
A great many of them in Antarctica now and at the North Pole are Russian. And I usually work them on CW, of course. But if I see them on sideband, I'll go up there and work them. And this time of day is a good time of day around the Great Line. And of a morning, if you get up early, that's another good time, Dave.
I guess that's something you don't know about me. I'm not an early riser. I wish the heck I was. I really do. I get up, you know, when I have to, but that's few and far in between. But anyway, I guess that's all I'm going to say about that. Oh, gosh. I miss so much, you know, sleeping in. I hate it. And maybe things will change later on. I don't know.
Well, I'm the same way now that I'm retired. I had to get up for many, many years and be at work by 7 o'clock in the morning. And I still wake up between 6:30 and 7 usually. Now, tomorrow morning, I got to get up at 6:30. I got to follow up doctor's appointment for my evaluation of my MRI I had last week. And I don't mind. But my problem isn't getting to moving. I'll get up, and I got to have my oatmeal cookies, one or two, and a cup of coffee. And then I sit there and watch a little bit of TV with Bernice. And she has a cup of coffee. And then finally I get around and I go shave. And I just now got out of the shower. I shower at night. Probably shouldn't, but I do. But I've been real cold today. I think it's because I've lost a little weight. And my left lung's attached to my rib cage, and it convulses. I forget what they call it, but anyways, it's very painful. And so I've been keeping a little bit warmer around here. I have a long sleeve shirt on, and I got the house thermostat set at 75 degrees. I go over to my neighbor, and I about freeze to death. He leaves it on 68.
Couldn't like it over at my house then. Oh, me. I think my wife puts it on like 74, 75 during the day. And she would turn it down to 62 if I'd let her at night. Of course, I like to sleep cold at night, but it's a little bit too cold. And it's a lot of work for the air conditioner. Right now, so she doesn't get her wish on that one. Oh, me. But we just had the AC serviced and everything's good. Got the condenser coils cleaned and he checked the Freon. It's right where it needs to be. And checked the, I don't know what thing is. Some kind of capacitor or something, and it was working correctly, so you know, we're good to go.
A couple of capacitors in there, and one of them's for the condenser fan motor, and one of them's for the compressor, and that's a real good idea. And like Dave says, that's where you're given. You want to keep it clean, and they use a special aluminum cleaner on it, and it's really smart maintenance, I'll tell you. And it saves you money because it makes your condenser more efficient, and that's where it turns your high pressure gas back into liquid. Well, I did work one last night that was unusual in the United States. When I see odd ones, I gotta work them. It was W0OJY on 14291, which would be sideband. Excuse me. And the operator was the Prairie Dog Amateur Radio Club in Yankton, South Dakota. I just couldn't resist.
Well, good for you. I don't know if I'm South Dakota or not. I had to go back and look. But I talked to a guy that lives in the state of Washington, which, you know, is basically diagonally across up to the top of the United States, you know, all the way across the other coast. And he was opening an island that day when I was talking to him. He opens the island in springtime and, you know, leaves it open through summer, and I guess they close it down sometime in autumn before winter hits. And because I imagine, you know, it's pretty cold up there. It's right in the top left-hand corner of the state. I can't remember the name of the island, but that was an interesting contact.
Where they're at, if it sounds interesting, I go there. I love to work in North Dakota because it's very sparse, and you don't hear them too often on there. And so I always grab a North Dakota one if I hear it. Dave Watson used to have a real good friend by the name of Steve, and I can't tell you his call, but I think he used to live here for a while. Don't quote me on that. But he moved to South Dakota, and he always gave us weather reports up there. Oh, my God. You talk about horrible in the wintertime. I'll take South Carolina any day. This is N0 to yours.
KB4CBA. I was just dragging my feet a little bit, see if anybody wanted to jump in. I had a buddy that grew up in North Dakota, and but I'm not sure how he wound up here in Greenville. I know he was in, he joined the Marines, and he was in the Marine Corps for 8 years, and they had to do a surgery. He had a benign tumor around one of his ears, and it caused him to be deaf in that ear, and they discharged him because of that. And so he went and started working for the post office, and that's where he retired. And so how he wound up here, I really don't know. I need to ask him that. But anyway, he's moved somewhere east of Charlotte, out in the middle of nowhere, in the flatlands, with his, you know, his grandchildren who live down the street, and his son, and his and his wife. And so, but anyway. Well, I'm sitting here looking at the garage, so I'm gonna say 73s and pull this thing in and get outside, get inside, and watch some TV with the wife before she gets to bed. Anyway, I'll make this my last. I'll stick around for your final. KB4CPA.
No, the wife likes to watch the FB lie. I'm about the same. On Channel 7, it's on now, and then they have FBI International. It's kind of interesting. But they're undoubtedly reruns right now. Take care, Dave. Good to hear you. And we'll catch you down the line. KB4CBA and 0TR, please.